Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The second Sunday of Lent, a reading from the Holy Gospel of Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate, and they were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This reading comes alive for me as I had the privilege to go on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land with my wife Vicki and others from our diocese, and one of the day trips was to Mount Tabor. It is a remarkable sight as the hill juts up about 1,500 feet out of a relatively flat plain called the Jezreel Valley. We had to get out of our tour bus and take a minivan to get up some of the steep switchback roads to get to the top. That would have been a very steep climb for the disciples. It would have been a tiresome climb followed by some real spiritual awakenings. In Luke's version of the Transfiguration, they talk about the disciples being very sleepy. They are going to be in for a surprise. Today, once you get to the top of Mount Tabor, you are greeted with a beautiful church with the main altar focused on Jesus, as you would expect. Interestingly, there are two side chapels, one for Moses and one for Elijah. So in some ways, the three tents were put up. There are three things that strike me about this reading. First, the disciples see Jesus transfigured. This is where we and the disciples get a glimpse of heaven. If you look in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 554 to 556, the heading is actually "A Foretaste of the Kingdom." It goes on to say, "The Transfiguration gives us a foretaste of Christ's glorious coming when he will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body." As the reading says, he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. As Jesus is discussing that he will die in Jerusalem, this must have given the disciples some courage to have seen him like this. It should give us courage, too, to know that Jesus will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body. As you get older, these images become more relevant as the body degrades and you approach the end of life. Building on that, the second point is that Jesus does a lot to comfort the disciples. This isn't the only time in the Gospels when he tells them not to be afraid. When they are terrified by the voice, which we can only imagine was a little startling, he says, "Rise and do not be afraid." The whole transfiguration is a way to give them comfort for the journey they have ahead. They see a glimpse of the risen Lord. He is telling them he has to die and will be raised again on the third day. We only understand that in hindsight. it would have been difficult for the disciples to understand it. So he comforted them. There have been many times in recent years where I've had some dark moments, where I felt overwhelmed. The comfort came from trusting in the Lord. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Isaiah 41:10. Finally, the third point is the voice of God coming from a cloud. When we were at Mount Tabor, looking out over the Jezreel Valley, it was cloudy. But then some sunbeams came out of the clouds and shone down to the ground. We have a picture of this framed on our wall in the bedroom to remind us of the beauty of the valley with the rays coming down. We have added to that picture the phrase, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When we were there, with the sunbeams coming out of the clouds, it was like you could almost hear that. And doesn't this sum up what we are called to do? Listen to him and follow him. I remember a homily many years ago which noted, Jesus did not tell us to worship him. He told us to follow him. There are so many teachings he has that we are called to follow, but what are we called to do? This really gets back to spending time in the scripture and listening. As I was preparing for this, the daily psalm was 81, and the refrain was, "I am the Lord your God, hear my voice." The gospel reading was Mark 7:31 through 37, where Jesus heals a deaf man with a speech impediment. He took the man off by himself and healed him. This made me feel God was saying that for me, listening to his scripture was most important, and I needed to hear as this man needed to hear. And I needed to be out of the hustle and bustle in a quiet place for this to happen, like Jesus took the man out of the crowd. I think one of the hardest things for me is to listen in silence to scripture and let it talk to me. I have what I refer to as monkey brain. Any moment of silence is filled with something running around in my head. So I am not always good at this. And when I do hear something from scripture that encourages me to do something, even then I don't always respond. I can look back on times when I was thinking that God was suggesting something to me and I didn't follow through. I should visit a sick friend, but I had something to do and then I was off. There were times when I heard the call and responded. Sometimes the calling was straightforward. Your parents' health is failing. Support them. And you do this with love as much as you can. Sometimes it's not as obvious, like getting involved in a charity or through church, like a Eucharistic minister, or getting involved in the Faith and Action team in the parish, or Christ Renews. These last items were things that I personally have heard through reflections on Scripture and a lot of time in prayer for direction. Every Mass we hear Scripture proclaimed. We have the opportunity to listen to the Word and figure out, often with the help from Father Rob, what it is we are called to do. So as the reading says, we are called to listen to Him. So again, the three things I take from this reading are, the Transfiguration is a glimpse of heaven. Do not be afraid. God will comfort you. And lastly, listen to Jesus and follow Him. I encourage you to spend some time in the Scriptures and let Him guide your life.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.